Mr. President, at the outset, I'd like to avail myself of this opportunity to congratulate you on assuming the presidency of this conference. We believe that your expertise and knowledge will lead us to a positive outcome in this conference. I'd like also to congratulate the ISU and thank it for its relentless efforts in order to ensure the implementation of the BWC. Mr. President, Jordan is committed to the implementation of all the BWC provisions. This implementation on national level is an important pillar which is reflected in the efforts of my government and its international cooperation. Jordan reiterates the importance of developing a flexible, methodic global mechanism to implement Article 7 of the Convention. Our experience during the pandemic is exemplary and is key to the implementation of Article 10 of the Convention. As we have made a good use of our natural resources that we have received over the last decade and in cooperation with Canada and the US. Jordan is equally capable of transferring technical support on the regional level, given that it hosts a regional center for the implementation of BWC as well as biodiversity and security. This center for the prevention from diseases entitled CDC, follows His Royal Highness's instructions in 2021. It is a national and regional asset. It is now in its final stages of restructuring, and it will lead in the future actions on emergency-related infectious biological issues. We have also developed public health practices and taken and adopted measures in order to prevent and limit spread of infectious diseases. Mr. President, Jordan supports initiatives that are in line with international efforts to implement the BWC, particularly Article 7 and 10. Together with the dire need to develop an organized and standardized global mechanism to respond to biological threats, Jordan believes in the importance of reinforcing national and global preparedness and to beef it up to counter biological threats that are natural, accidental, or premeditated. Nationally, we are now developing a national strategy to counter biological threats, which can emanate from a terrorist attack. This is thanks to our cooperation with the UN Office of Counterterrorism, UNOCT. We have undertaken a drill, TTX, last September, and now we are planning to conduct a drill at a larger scale called FTX. It is in its final stages and will be conducted in March 2023. This is part of a national effort to combat radiological, biological, and nuclear weapons of mass destructions through the adoption of a standardized comprehensive approach. Jordan calls for further focus on research and development in developing countries through conducting and reinforcing research and training projects and research fellowships, which will ensure the implementation of BCW and reinforce the development of biology and raise public awareness on dual-use technologies. Given the current international circumstances, we support the proposal on the establishment of a temporary expert working group to be confirmed in the final document of the 9th Review Conference, which is tabled by both Canada and Netherlands. This aim is to deal with issues related to confidence building and reinforcing transparency and dealing with worries related to compliance, as well as with regards to countering biological terror and reinforcing cooperation and international assistance. We look forward to a successful review that will implement the convention's provisions in a manner that is flexible, efficient, and tangible. And thank you, Mr. President.